We are joined by Jeff O'Brien over on some other station. He is the lawyer extraordinaire. Lawyer, barrister, attorney extraordinaire from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, you know, this thing in Afghanistan, the deadline is tomorrow, but the reports are they've already closed all the gates in Afghanistan. There's also reports that people cannot get anywhere near the gates and that there are people being brutalized by our pals, according to Joe Biden, the Taliban. And this is, I mean, it's ugly and it's not going to get any better. But you were telling me off the air, they will extend the deadline, but they want money to extend the deadline.
Yeah, there's money that's been frozen in accounts. I think it was for the previous presidential administration in Afghanistan. And the Taliban's been wanting to get at that money. It's probably money that U.S. taxpayer dollars that we gave them. And they're saying that they would consider extending the deadline if they can get at that money. It's like, well, you know, we've already left them, an entire set, a complete set of military equipment.
$83 billion worth of equipment has already been left there, and they want more. But you know what? Biden will give it to them. I don't have any doubt about that. Because he is, yeah. And there are people who defend him, and I don't understand that. Because, back in 2016, I voted for Trump. He did things that to me were reprehensible. At the end, the way he threw, Pence under the bus because he wouldn't declare or wouldn't, he refused to not certify the election. So he was done with him, and the way he treated other people and what happened in Syria where he abandoned Kurds there. This was not a good man. And this guy, I truly don't know for sure if he's addled or if he's incompetent, or a combination of both.
I would say, back to the Syria thing, abandoning Kurds is, that's certainly bad. Leaving your own citizens stranded in a country that now controlled by terrorists, and giving them the terrorists a list, even the Taliban a list of who's there, that's worse.
And no one's been fired over that. And it's disgusting. Whoever these people are behind the scenes, basically the puppeteers, and there are puppeteers when you have Biden talking about, well, they instructed me to call on Kelly O'Donnell first.
Who is this they? Who instructs him, who to call on?
It's got to be his chief of staff. It's got to be. I mean, no one has more power in the White House than the chief of staff, allegedly, other than the president, but that's what it had to be. My thought, anyway. All right, let's move on because there's a lot to cover here. Paul Stanley, he doesn't really talk much about politics, right?
Not used to be. There's a famous quote where he said, "Don't listen to us; we're idiots." And he is spouting off about artists and musicians, trying to influence their fans with their political beliefs. And in the last year and a half, all he and Gene Simmons, well, the two founders of KISS that are still in the band, all they've done is talk about COVID and masks and vaccines and January 6th and Trump and blah, 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 blah. Well, they're on their end of the road tour. They had to postpone it last year because of COVID when everything got shut down. So they just restarted their was supposed to be their final farewell tour. They've done them before.
Yep.
And they made a big deal. He and Gene, the whole band is vaccinated, the whole crew is vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. And he's on Toledo, Ohio on, I think it was Thursday night, Wednesday or Thursday night, spitting guitar picks into the crowd.
Lucky me, I got a pick.
Yeah, and the day later, announcing that the Pittsburgh show was canceled because he tested positive for COVID. So he's at home recovering. Wish him the best. But this is also, as you mentioned, they can't give up their $1,000 per person meet and greets. So literally for $1,000, you can stand in front of a piece of clear plexiglass with the four members of the band standing behind it and get your picture taken. How fun would that be?
I'll tell you what, though. How about all those people that caught the guitar picks and fought for him to have them? These spittle-ridden
I saw a picture of one person putting one on their tongue.
Oh, like, no!
Okay.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Oh.
I go get the test.
All right. And now we're going to stay in rock and roll. Charlie Watts, no longer with us.
Yeah, you got to mention that. Yep. No, Charlie Watts, the normal member of the Rolling Stones, as everybody called him. Really great drummer. Passed away last week. A lot of questions, because the Rolling Stones are restarting a tour that was postponed last year because of COVID. And it was announced that Charlie was going to have this medical procedure. They didn't say what it was, and that they were naming a guy by the name of Steve Jordan, who was the drummer from Keith Richards' solo band. That said, Charlie had selected him as the drummer to take his place. So they're gonna, and they just announced that they are going to go ahead with their tour. It'll be a question whether or not, this, just like the song, is this the last time, right? Mick Jagger had a heart condition, a heart procedure 2 years ago. I think it'll be hilarious if Keith Richards is the last surviving member of that band for everything
Oh,
that he did in the
he's been well,
70s, but
he's well preserved already. All right, and now,
exactly. So,
right,
yeah.
now we're gonna go to your St. Tom, your Tommies. They are in D1 in virtually every sport, and the first sport to actually get a win is dot dot dot.
Women's soccer. Women's soccer had a they had their first game. It was an, I think it was an exhibition game with no, it was their first it was their first regular season, first actual game. They tied Northern Iowa 0-0. Normally, I don't get all jazzed about a nothing-nothing soccer game,
Yeah.
but considering this program was Division III a year ago, and they tied a existing Division I team, was pretty impressive. And then so yesterday they got their first win 2-0 over Chicago State. Football had their game canceled against St. Francis because St. Francis had a COVID outbreak.
Oh, okay.
But so the women's soccer team is the first one to notch a W as a D1 program for St. Thomas, so congrats to them.
Well, good for them. All right. We'll let Jeff greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We will take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.